Politics and money go hand in hand, right? But guess which party thinks young adults should be financially independent of their parents at an earlier age? Here's Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com, the financial website designed for millennials. Katie, what do we have?
Republicans, they tend to think people should be financially independent a little sooner than Democrats do. Quite soon in age, actually. So they asked about cell phone bills and car payments and housing. But in each case, Republicans really said, hey, I think you should be paying that without your parents' help well before Democrats did. So with cell phone bills, about 20% of Republicans said you should be paying your cell phone bill without your parents' help before you turn 18. Just 11% of Democrats did that. This goes with car payments and housing payments, too. You see the same sort of thing. 13% of Republicans think you should be paying for your car without your parents' help before your 18th birthday. Only 4% of Democrats did. And then housing, both of them said, okay, you don't need to pay for housing before you turn 18 without your parents' help. But once you hit 18, a different story. 17% of Republicans say they think people should pay for their housing without their parents' help at ages 18 or 19. And just 10% of Democrats feel the same. So wow. You can see a big pattern going on there.
Yeah, geez. I think you and I have talked about this before, where especially the cell phone bill. Parents start paying that when a kid is, 10, 11, 12. And that's just one of those that just seems to get forgotten, even as these young adults turn into their mid to late 20s.
20s, 30s.
Right?
Yeah, no joke. I know people in their 30s whose parents still pay their cell phone bill. So, yeah. And this is just, it's interesting to me that this split out along political lines. One theory that they told me is that a lot of times Democrats do live in more expensive cities than New York's and the L.A.'s of the world. It's a little harder to get on your feet by yourself when you're living there, when your kids are living there. So that might be kind of what's going on here. But who knows? It's unclear. But the pattern is very clear.
Yeah. Boy, even with today's housing prices, huh? A lot of folks still think by the age of 18 you should be doing it yourself.
Yeah, and the cell phone bill makes sense. It's like, okay, go earn a little extra money. However, housing, that's much tougher. Now, again, with housing, it wasn't the majority of Republicans thinking that you should, pay for housing without your parents' help at 18 or 19. It's just way more likely that a Republican will think that than a Democrat will.
Mm. We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com. Her piece is called "Democrats Are Cool with Mooching Off Their Parents Far Longer Than Republicans." I think my parents, for me, I think made the college exception. Like once I was out of school, then I was on my own. I think I, lived at home for a couple of months, paid them rent, and then found a place on my own with some friends, and then that was kind of it. Then the diapers were off.
Right. Oh, my parents said, we'll pay for your college tuition. You're in charge of the rest after, I think, freshman year. So, I did it. But, I think it's not always such a bad thing to have that independence, have to earn some money. It certainly can help you in your career later on. A lot of research shows that working for pay is actually quite good for people. So, there's something to be said for both sides of this fence, I think.
How any way to measure how those numbers have changed, say, over the decades?
Not clear. They didn't look through it in the past. Although I would sort of think that this is probably, this split along political lines has probably been in existence for a while. I'm sure these are, who knows if they're more or less now, but I bet there's always been kind of a split.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.